the Buried Giant, written by Kashiro Ishiguro. Kashiro Ishiguro is a novelist, screenwriter, columnist, songwriter. He was born in 1954 in Japan, moved to England at the age of 5 when his father was invited there to work as a scientist. This is a novel and it has been published in 2015. It is a fantasy novel set in the post-Arthurian era in England in 410 AD. Actually, it was narrated by an unnamed narrator and it centers around Briton couple Axel and Beatrice. Axel is a husband and Beatrice is a wife. They travel across a dangerous landscape with monsters in order to find their lost son. They found people of the village got a collective amnesia because of a curse. They have forgotten things. This condition of selective amnesia is called mist. Axel and Beatrice meet several characters on their way. In his youth, Axel was the greatest diplomat. However, King Arthur broke the treaty and killed a village full of Saxon women and children, hoping that if all the Saxon children died, there would be no war in the future. At present, the Britons remember Arthur as a hero, while Axel remember him as a villain. In the novel, magician Merlin had cursed the people with amnesia, which made them to forget everything. They forgot Arthur's treacherous murder of Saxon also. It was Arthur who ordered Merlin to do this, and it is the breath of the female dragon Quirrell that has created the mist or the fog of amnesia. Therefore, Quirrell must be killed. Axel and Beatrice try to kill her by feeding her a poisoned goat, but Sir Gawain tries to protect her. Sir Gawain is killed by Whitson in a duel. Whitson then kills Quirrell, and once she stops breathing, people slowly begin to remember the past. However, because of their memories, a new war is about to happen. As Whitson says, the giant once well buried now stirs. Towards the end, the old couple discovered that a boatman can take them into an island where they might meet their son. After their memories return, we came to know that Beatrice once had an affair and Axel had a lot of resentment about it. Frustrated with both of them, their sons left home and died of plague. Axel feels like he cannot live with Beatrice anymore. It looks like he will leave her, but it's a bit ambitious. So it was the story all about. So here Ishiguro tells us that something forgetfulness is better than remembering everything, right? Because it is reason for the first one is it might reintroduce the war and mass killing in a peaceful land again, and another reason is it might separate a beloved couple like Axel and Beatrice. So here Ishiguro said a question finally at the end of the novel, that is, it's better to forget the wrong so that the peace will remain, or rediscover the bad memories to find the truth and get justice.